This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast live and in living color from my flagship station, AM860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations all across America. And a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now all across the country and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, the security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard for keeping all of us free and safe. And to all those people working on the Third Watch tonight, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance and janitorial workers, the mechanics keeping things running, the construction workers, and the bulk mail centers, too. Thanks for all that you do to keep America rolling along. Now, don't forget to check out the Captain's America Third Watch.com. That's the Captain's America Third Watch.com. 7 past the hour. And here's Ms. Rosemary, the prayer intercessor. Hey, kiddo.
Hi, good morning, Captain. Woo-wee. Yeah, you're coming through loud and clear tonight. Debbie in Arizona, I wanted to say blessings to you. I did a blessing last night, and it was so long, the computer cut me off. It's okay. Yeah, you know, I just kept going. But there's just so many of you. But God bless you, Debbie, in Arizona. And Flip, there's a new song that's going to be, look this up. It's going to be my new theme song, and it's called I'll Shout a Hallelujah. And it's called by a group called Bethel. I heard it again yesterday. I was just moving and grooving with that song. Anyway, okay, this is the second part of a blessing night. A little different, though. I have to give a gold star. You know, we haven't done that in a while. To the U.S. Coast Guard.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Captain, I saw a special. I don't watch much TV, but so help me, I turned it at the right time, and I said, wow. You know, the preparation for hurricanes, we forget. There's a lot of first responders and that are working right now for our safety. We just, you know, a lot of people, I don't even think about it enough. I do the prayer, but, you know, the work. So they actually had to replace something, and thank God they were doing it. I said, well, thank God for that. So they're right now preparing for, we're in hurricane season right here in Florida. So I thank God they're on the, they're right on the job. I was so impressed. So gold star. Any of you listening, so you get a gold star. And also, I was going to mention places tonight. I can't do that. So, because what I want to do is, I have a little bit of a little kind word here. It's from a psalm, a blessing. You know, I like to put over you because it is the second night of our kind of a blessing night. And that's what I kind of felt the Lord was telling me to do. It's just a few words to leave you in a kind of a good, I don't know how you can get in a better mood. Everybody, yeah, I mean, Wayne, I'm telling you. But, you know, keep you in the good mood. We'll put it that way. But Flip, look up that song, and you're going to want to really dance to that. And anyway, music is just, I don't know. I love it, love it, love it. But that one. Okay, and then, of course, let's see if I have time. I don't know if I have time to do this. Well, anyway, to all of you, well, I'll give all the areas next week probably, because I know Texas, Lubbock, Houston, El Paso, Georgia, Valdosta, all you people, Sarasota, I can't even get into the areas tonight because there's so many. You know, Captain, your show has grown just too big for me. I can't handle it.
It's getting bigger.
It is. Oh, well, we'll have to have a three-night.
Flip's waving, by the way.
Oh, dear. Okay. Okay, Flip. Okay, hi, sweetie. I hope you're doing fine. And to everybody, and let me give you these words, too, because I just love them, and to kind of bring it all together here. From Psalm 33, it's just a few of the words, but I just love it. It's so for us. The Lord, and by the way, this is important to remember. We don't have to worry about the evil ones, because that's brought up in this, too. It says, the Lord brings the counsel of the heathen to nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He makes the devices of these people to be of no effect. But the counsel of the Lord stands forever. The thoughts of his heart are to all generations. Blessed is the nation whose God is their Lord, and the people whom he has chosen for his own inheritance. That's us, everyone. Our souls wait for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. And our hearts shall rejoice in him, because we have trusted in his holy name. Let your mercy, O Lord, be on us, according to our hope in you. Amen. And I want to put that over y'all tonight. In fact, that's going to be my kind of prayer to put over y'all when I have time on a blessing night. And I just want to say, you know, in my very, very soul and heart that, you know, and I kind of started with this last night. When I do blessings, you know, the Lord says we can either bless or curse out of our mouth. I don't curse. I'd rather bless. It's much nicer to be to bring the darkness out. You'll be a light in the darkness. And Captain, the team that you have, the people, because I talk to many of them, you know, off, but they revere you. I'll use that word. And we are so blessed to have a show like this because, you know, we're in America. I'm going to do something on communism, next week. I've got a thing I've been holding back. What it's like to live in a country where you don't have a show like, you couldn't have a show like this where we can speak freely, and it's amazing what happened to this man, and I haven't done that yet on the air. I haven't had time because there's been so many other things, but I will do that. But anyway, in the meantime, don't ever forget that no matter how, and by the way, I heard, Captain, that about 70,000 signed up to see Trump next week. The place only holds like 30,000.
No, it holds 20. They're going to have 20,000 sitting, 10,000 standing in the aisles. They're going to have 15 or 20,000 outside. They got 74,000 signed up.
Yeah, they do. I couldn't believe already.
So. Debbie's saying thank you.
Yeah. Oh, that's okay, sweetie. I don't ever leave anyone out, but it's just to have so many people. And by the way, it's important I say this before I go off, which I've only got a few more seconds. When I do the blessings, they're for everybody online, all of you, all of you. There's no one left behind. You people sitting in corners that I don't even see, maybe I do kind of mentally, but you know what? They're for all of you. Just know that. But there's certain people that have been with forever with the captain or forever, or we know they're very loyal. And yeah, we do these shout outs, but they're for everyone. So remember that. When I do these, you all can take the blessing. Just take it, you know? Just put your hand up to God and he'll give them. I'll get with you tomorrow night, and in the meantime, God bless you all, and God bless America. Thank you so much, Captain.
Thank you very much, Ms. Rosemary, the prayer intercessor. We appreciate her, and we'll be right back with more. And if you want to opine, Kathy's going to give you the telephone number. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, broadcasting live and in living color from Tampa, Florida. Here we go.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov. We'll be right back.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. And more young people are not headed straight out to college from high school like they used to be. More have chosen to go to technical schools to learn a trade that will, in most cases, pay them more than any college degree they'll get right off the bat. So, if that applies to you, and if that's where your thinking is, and you want to go to a technical school and learn a trade, have I got a deal for you. It's called the National Aviation Academy. Now, they can fill the void and give you a great career path with a starting salary of $50,000 a year or more. Check them out online to find out more at naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Or give them a call and ask to take the tour at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. That'll get you the white gloves tour for sure. All righty. Now, I'm going to go right to the breaking news that I've got here. There's something that's gone on in the Gulf of Oman. United Kingdom Maritime Safety Group warned just about an hour ago of an unspecified incident in the Gulf of Oman, urging extreme caution amidst the U.S.-Iranian tensions. Now, the United Kingdom Maritime Trade Operations, an arm of the British Navy, put out the alert, but did not elaborate on what it's investigating. The incident comes as Iranian media claimed, without offering any evidence, that two oil tankers had been targeted while sailing through the Gulf of Oman. Now, Commander Joshua Frey, a spokesman for the U.S. Navy's Bahrain-based Fifth Fleet, said he was aware of a reported incident in the area, but declined to elaborate. The timing is especially sensitive as Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe is visiting Iran on a high-stakes diplomacy mission right now. And after talks with the Iranian President Hassan Rouhani, Abe warned that any accidental conflict that could be sparked amid the heightened U.S.-Iranian tensions must be avoided. And now we have this going on, which is something has happened in the Gulf of Oman. We don't know what the something is. I'm not going to speculate. I'm going to wait until I can find out more, and we can get a full report from Denise Simon, who's been alerted to this and is working her sources right now as I am working mine. But I know more now than what I did before, because I got a hold of an incident report that I have accessibility to, and that's exactly what I'm looking at right now. So again, and by the way, wouldn't you know, didn't take long, did it? Oil jumped up right away on this news, about $2 a barrel. Right away it jumped up $2 a barrel on this news. So I don't know what it is. I'm not going to speculate. I just know that we apparently have a situation in the Gulf of Oman, reportedly involving two oil tankers that were sailing through the Gulf of Oman. And let's just hope. Oh, and by the way, the other thing I can report is that they were near the coastline, near the coastline of Iran. Now, if they got within the territorial waters, as we all know, Iran could retaliate in that respect. But I don't want to speculate, so I better stop doing that. Now, 877-969-8600, if you want to opine, 877-969-8600. Now, you may have read the headline, Biden leads Trump by landslide proportions in a new national poll. This came from the Quinnipiac University. Now, headlines can really be deceiving. And when it comes to political polls, you got to take a look at who it is. The Quinnipiac poll is not one of your accurate polls. It's not one of your more accurate polls. It leans to the left, always. Sometimes more than others. But they certainly, I would say the Quinnipiac poll is probably a lot more biased against President Donald Trump and paints a picture that usually is false and not accurate. Now, their poll, this one, is taken of registered voters. And historically, registered voters have always favored Democrats. And that's the reason to believe that the Quinnipiac poll favors Democrats is because of that. Now, the data shows that 503 Democrat or Democratic-leaning voters participated in the poll. That represents 41.43% of the poll participants. Keep in mind that in 2016, the Democrats made up 37% of the electorate. Now, it's possible that Democrats lean, the Democrat-lean voters in the Quinnipiac number fairly list past the number to 41%, which means they're stacking the poll. But we don't know that for sure. Now, combined, it looks like as if the Quinnipiac University, just by using their own numbers, has outsampled the poll by about, 4%. So if they have, the data indicates one thing and one thing only, and that is that the Democrats are engaging in this election early. Maybe earlier than normal, but they are certainly engaged in it. And the fact that Donald Trump does not have a lead is kind of strange because the economy is not really what they're thinking about here. Democrats don't care about the private sector economy. That's not what they're engaged in. And when you take a look at what they're actually concerned about, it's not about the same things that you and I are. It's not about the same things that most anybody in the country is. Security, the border, the whole nine yards there. The Democrats are concerned about abortion. That seems to be, if not their number one thing, that certainly close to it. And they're concerned about gay rights, and they're concerned about free health care for all, and they're concerned about giving concessions to where the students won't have to pay back their student loans. That's what they're all concerned with, about, all the free stuff. Well, the people I know, that's not what they're interested in. For example, abortion, climate change, the assault weapons ban, Medicare for all, student debt forgiveness. That's one, two, three. That's the top five incidents in this Quinnipiac poll that the people are thinking about. After that comes the Green New Deal, free public college tuition, voting rights for all felons, and breaking up big tech. Not one mention about the economy. Why is that? How about because they can't compete? They can't compete on the economy. They have nothing to say. They have been the obstructionists when it comes to the economy. They have been the obstructionists. And look what we got. Look what we got. And oh, by the way, Nancy Pelosi, the gift that keeps on giving, some of her ridiculously stupid comments. I mean, put a sock in it there, Nancy, because it's not going to work. Oh, and by the way, congratulations to the St. Louis Blues. I meant to say that earlier, but I got wrapped around this other thing here with the Gulf of Oman. Congratulations to the St. Louis Blues on winning the Stanley Cup. First time ever. First time ever. And, you know, Tampa Bay Lightning, who definitely were the best team in hockey this year, they got the President's Trophy to prove it. They probably peaked way too early. Way too early. And they'll be back next year. They'll be back. We'll see what happens then. Maybe they could win their division and not do it quite so convincingly or something. By the way, there is another poll that's come out. Elizabeth Warren has apparently overtaken Bernie Sanders for the number two spot in the Democratic lay of things here. And Hunter Biden, who is the youngest son of former Vice President Joe Biden, apparently secretly married somebody after he split from his brother's widow, who he'd been with for a while, ever since Beau Biden had died and passed away. By the way, Jussie, not to be outdone, Mr. Smollett, pretty soon we'll be having Baked Smollett. the Empire creator is blaming Smollett for the cancellation of the show. And then you got Joy Behar, and I'll say this real quick. She's fantasizing about Trump's death by eating cheeseburgers. What a dork. What a dork that woman is. All right, we'll be right back with our first military and veterans news segment. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
You USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The House Oversight Committee voted to hold Attorney General William Barr and Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross in contempt for failing to comply with congressional subpoenas for documents concerning the 2020 census. Republican Representative Jim Jordan said there's nothing inherently wrong with asking the citizenship question on the 2020 census.
Why don't they want to know something that everyone in our district knows should be asked, knows has been asked?
Opponents say the citizenship question was added to deter minority and immigrant participation and to boost Republican representation. Behind closed doors next week, the House Judiciary Committee will question former White House Communications Director Hope Hicks. The Democratic-led panel plans to ask about her time with the administration, but it's not clear whether the president will assert executive privilege to prevent Hicks from answering questions. This is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, you are. In this edition of our military and veterans news, brought to you by our very good friends at the National Aviation Academy. Now, keep in mind, hour number four, bottom of the hour, our good friend Bo Browning will be in studio. We've got some questions for him from some prospective students there, and he'll be answering your questions, too. That's the National Aviation Academy, and here's more.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, I know more and more of the younger people that are coming out of high school are not headed straight off to college from high school. Many of you have chosen to go to technical schools to learn a trade that will, in most cases, pay you a lot more than a college degree that you'll get right off the bat when you get out of college, especially if you're in a liberal arts college. Good luck with that one. Now, National Aviation Academy can fill the void and give you a great career path with a starting salary of $50,000 a year or more as a certified aviation maintenance tech. It takes 14 months through the training and the hours that you have to take and the skills that you will possess. Check them out to find out more at NAA.edu, that website again, NAA.edu, or give them a call and ask to take the tour. Give them a call at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. That will open the door wide open for you. All right. Well, here we go. And first I need to get into the discussion that we've been having about the situation in the Gulf of Oman, because this is critical. Oil has already gone up $2 a barrel. Something has happened. What the something is, we don't know. An unspecified incident involving two oil tankers that were traveling through the Gulf of Oman. Now, the United States Navy is reportedly either on scene or en route to assist these two tankers as to whatever has happened. Again, I don't want to speculate. I'm trying to find out the information I can find out about it. But if I had to guess, I would say the Iranian Revolutionary Guard is involved in this, whatever the incident might happen to be. And when Denise Simon comes on board here in about 20 minutes, we'll get a better idea, because she's already on the case, checking her sources. So, here we go with the regular report. Now, the Pentagon is battling the clock to try to fix some serious, unreported, previous problems with the F-35 that we've not been told about. And hopefully they'll get all that done and everybody will be back on square one, because God knows there's enough trouble going on with aircraft, with Boeing and Lockheed Martin and everybody else there, that we got to get this right. Now also, up to 1,400 unaccompanied immigrant children could be on their way to Fort Sill, Oklahoma, for temporary housing, according to the Department of Health and Human Services. We'll see what happens, but that's the number we're hearing right now. And by the way, supersonic flight at the edge of the F-35's flight envelope could cause structural damage or degrade its stealth coating. Documents are warning everybody right now. Wow, there's something else going on there with the F-35. Now, the U.S. is expected to announce Wednesday that it will send 1,000 additional troops and a squadron of Reaper drones to Poland to beef up the nation's ability to defend itself amidst worries that the Russian military activity going on in the vicinity. By the way, Poland has asked for 2,000 troops to be sent there, and it looks like as if that is going to happen eventually down the line. But right now they're going to get 1,000 plus some Reaper drones there as well. Now, everybody wants to know why it's taking so long for Patrick Shanahan, the Secretary of Defense nominee, to get a confirmation hearing, and why it's still going to be several weeks away before that happens. I mean, he's been the acting secretary for several months, ever since General Mattis left, and you would have thought it would have been fairly easy to do this, but for some reason, and by the way, the Republicans control the Senate, for some reason, the priority has not been on Mr. Shanahan becoming the DOD secretary. It's been on judges, getting more judges through. That's where Mitch McConnell has been doing his work. Now, residents of privatized military housing will soon get a chance to provide their input on the tenant bill of rights that's been drafted by defense and service officials. You will have a say in the new tenants' bill of rights if you are living in privatized military housing. Also, we talked about this, but training for Turkish F-35 pilots has stopped as the Pentagon prepares to expel Turkey from the Joint Strike Fighter program. But Turkish students learning to maintain the F-35 at Eglin Air Force Base will be able to complete their training past the July 1st date, as long as they're in the program now. Now, Acting U.S. Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan is reminding all civilian Defense Department employees and service members not to engage in political activity while they are on the job. Any political activity they do should be done off duty. Also, ladies and gentlemen, I would like you to meet the 16th Sergeant Major of the Army, Command Sergeant Major Michael A. Grinston. The Army announced his appointment. Now, Sergeant Major Grinston has got quite an impressive record, and look forward to seeing what he does as the next Sergeant Major of the Army. In addition, wait till you hear this one, single soldiers out there, whether you're in the Army, the Air Force, the Marines, the Coast Guard, the Navy, whatever you happen to be serving in, single soldiers will soon see longer tours of duty at stations in Europe and Japan as Army officials look to decrease the cost of moving families worldwide. They're going to keep the married people longer at where they're at and move the single people around more frequently. And that's kind of the way it was years gone by. I guess they're going back to doing what they did back 40 years ago. Now, on Monday of this week, the Navy's new Vice Chief of Operations, Admiral Bob Burke, relieved his current boss, the Chief of Naval Operations, Admiral Bill Moran, and took over as the number two man in the Navy. So there you go. Also, two Navy divers have been lauded for saving a motorist in Rockport, Maine. They will be presented with the Navy and Marine Corps' medal for rescuing a motorist from an icy pond near Rockport, Maine. They were in the right place at the right time and did the right thing, and kudos to them. Kirtland Air Force Base gets the space defense upgrades that they were expecting. Kirtland Air Force Base will play a major role in defending the nation from attacks from other countries on U.S. satellites. Can't wait to see how that all works out. And by the way, did lower back injuries drive the Marine Commandant's decision on planks? Well, the top Marine's decision to authorize planks on the Corps annual fitness test may have been borne out on a visit he made to the 3rd Raider Battalion training facility back in May of 2018, where a lot of Marines, with the test that they were doing, the Marine Corps physical test, were having back problems. Back problems. So, there you go. And the Coast Guard rescued a man who fell 800 feet at Crater Lake in southern Oregon. The man had been rescued after falling 800 feet down the sheer walls of Crater Lake National Park, the caldera of the dormant volcano in southern Oregon. It's amazing that he was able to survive that type of a fall. But he literally rolled his way down the 800 feet to the bottom. So he was injured, but he survived, and that's a good thing. And finally, one last little thing here. Hong Kong police have fired rubber bullets as extradition bill protests have turned into utter chaos right now. The protests in Hong Kong over the proposed extradition legislation, they're going nuts over there. Chinese officials are talking about sending the Chinese army in to secure the situation there. We'll see. That won't be pretty if they do. This could become another Tiananmen Square right there in Hong Kong. All right, I'll be right back with more and the next Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Kathy, your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with the captain himself, Matt Bruce.
Pulled out of Pittsburgh, rolling down that eastern seaboard. I got my diesel wound up and she's running like I never before. There's a speed zone ahead, well, all right. I don't see a cop in sight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. I got me 10 forward gears on a Georgia overdrive. I'm taking little white pills and my eyes are open wide. I'm just passing a Jimmy and a wine. I've been a-passing everything in sight.
6 days on the road, and I'm gonna make it home tonight.
All right, that's Dave Dudley. 6 days on the road, and he's gonna make it home tonight. In this portion of the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by our very good friends over at the Flying J and the Pilot Truck Stops. And don't forget, stop on by there, tell them the captain sent you. You just might wind up with a free cup of coffee. How about that one? All righty, now. The heat wave and above average high temperatures are lingering out west, with the most intense heat shifting into the Pacific Northwest today and northern Rockies and the plains as well. Now, this is causing the mountain snows to start melting, which is causing the mountain streams to start to overflow, which is resulting in flood watches in various points out west. So, in Wyoming, in Colorado, in Utah, in parts of Nevada, in the higher elevations, in California, up in the mountains where we've had snow and still have snow, they are having some flooding problems. So be advised of that. And on top of that, fire weather conditions are a major concern now across the region, because it's been so hot and so dry for about a week or 10 days now that things are getting critical. And elevated threats are in place across Arizona, New Mexico through Friday. And elevated threats are also a concern in Washington and Oregon, along with the possibility of isolated dry thunderstorms. Now, this is not good in the dry weather, as you well know. A lot of those fires, those big fires in California, were started by lightning in situations similar to this. So, time to be very, very careful, ladies and gentlemen, out there with those cigarettes and whatnot, which you should be careful anyway. So here I go. Let's take a look here. We'll start out west. We'll go to Arizona. Phoenix West, not along I-8. I-8, it looks like as if you got heat, but nothing like what's up on I-10 tonight. I-10 into California, excessive heat, and the temperatures, again, are going to be well over 100 degrees. That's going to continue in the higher deserts in California, also around Las Vegas, Kingman, Arizona, over into the Barstow area. North 15 out of Barstow, by the way, was 120 degrees a day ago, over in I-15, headed up into the high Death Valley up in that area, 120 degrees, and they call it Death Valley for a reason. You've also got a system now, in two systems actually. You got one in Southern California, Los Angeles down to San Diego, that looks like it's developing right off the coast, and it might be bringing some much needed rain, amongst other things, to the area. And then Northern California into Southern Oregon, you've got a system there off the coast that looks like it's developing, that could bring some relief to the area. However, in the northern part of Oregon tonight, along the Hood River Valley, and in particular I-84, you've got some very warm, hot temperatures with a heat warning there for that area, as well as the central part of Washington State in the higher elevations. You have a heat warning for that area as well. Now, moving over into, if you want to get cool, by the way, here's the place to go. George is taking reservations up there in Minnesota, because the northeastern corner of Minnesota tonight, around Duluth and that area there up towards the Canadian border, they've got a frost watch and warning. Frost watch and warning. So you definitely will be able to cool off if you want to go up there. Also, you've got some unsettled weather conditions in the eastern part of Michigan, along towards Detroit, north and east of Detroit. Some coastal rain, it looks like, along Lake Michigan. You've got the problem again in upstate New York, from Buffalo all the way to Watertown, all around the lee shore of Lake Ontario, with the way the winds are blowing up there. It's pushing water onto the shore. So you've got some flooding going on right along the lake. And off the coast of Maine, off the coast of Massachusetts, and on down towards New York City and Long Island, you've got riptide currents there, and it's creating problems for anybody that wants to go swimming. Might not have any swimming today in some areas. And you've also got problems down below the southern part of North Carolina, around looks like around Wilmington, down through South Carolina offshore. You've got some rip currents there as well. Now, again, while I'm waiting for Denise Simon to call in, don't forget that the Pilot and the Flying J is now your new home away from home. Now, the reason for that is pretty simple. They're not your mother or father's truck stop anymore because they've got places like Arby's, Chester's Chicken, a Dairy Queen, Denny's, McDonald's, Pizza Hut, Subway, Taco Bell, Wendy's, The Huddle House, Moe's Southwest Grills, and Dunkin' Donuts located right now in their truck stops. And all the amenities are there, too. So check them out. Pilot or Flying J, tell them the captain sent you, and look forward to having that great little cup of coffee there on us. All right, let's get right to the telephone lines because we have a situation in the Middle East and we're going to find out all about it. I've been telling you what I know, but now we'll find out what Denise Simon from Founders Code knows about it. Okay, kiddo, you're on.
All right, well, it seems as though we have one ship called the Front Altair that was sailing through the Gulf of Oman at 13 knots and completely lost power. Mm-hmm. And it seems that it is on fire.
Mm-hmm.
Yet another tanker had issued extreme caution because of this particular incident, and a second tanker may be in distress. A second one involved is not confirmed.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we have, you know, maritime trackers out there.
Right.
And so that's how we know this so quickly. The U.S. Fifth Fleet is quite aware of what is going on.
They have a ship there, I was told.
Well, I don't know, but we do have technology that tells us what's going on, and we certainly have been on the alert for quite some time. But the Front Altair had left the port at United Arab Emirates. It was loaded with oil from Abu Dhabi and set off to sea. The cause of this is still unclear, but, mm-hmm. you know, we can certainly begin to guess where this is coming from.
Right.
So, now another report, and this is where, you know, you have to kind of keep checking, you know, all these sources, because the Fifth Fleet said there were two tankers.
Correct. And so did the United Kingdom.
Yeah, so we don't really necessarily know. We do know that one is burning.
Right.
But we don't know if the second one is burning. The second one may have just been struck and went idle,
mm-hmm.
and sent out, you know, an alert or some kind of flares or whatnot. But, so this is kind of where we are. We've got one that says the hull was breached on the starboard side.
Well, you know, I heard that earlier, and I'm going to go right to what I'm thinking, another mine.
Well, of course.
Mm-hmm.
So we have two certainly that are involved here, and they're compiling data. Now, one tanker is owned by Norway's Frontline Limited, which is registered to the Marshall Islands.
Okay.
So that's kind of where we are here at this point.
Well, we're going to keep our eyes and ears wide open on this because oil's already jumped $2 a barrel as a result of this. And, of course, this will affect the oil markets because if they can't get oil through there and they got to take the long way around, well, up goes the price of oil. All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more from Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. We have other things to talk about, too, but we are definitely going to keep our eyes and ears wide open on this situation in the Gulf of Oman, where it looks like I'm getting two tankers. We don't know for sure. We'll just have to wait till we come back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So, this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.